I'd like to welcome in our new sponsor for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling, BCW, ahead of their event at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Welcome to 2024, the new year, featuring Christina Marie, Brittany Blake, Vicious Vicky, Face, Jay Bougie, Anthony Gangone, Darius Carter, and a whole lot more Saturday, January 20th at the Mecca. Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCauley. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling returns to Brooklyn, New York on Saturday, January 6th, featuring former WWE superstars Mace and Mansoor, also featuring Darius Carter, Joe Ocasio, Angel Metro, Vicious Vicky, TJ Marconi, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com. And don't forget to subscribe for some great matches over on the Warriors of Wrestling YouTube channel. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN Podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom Podcast. USDN Podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved. BCP is now sponsored by the international shining star, Ray Kalitri. Kalitri has honed his craft traveling and wrestling all over the world, including destinations such as Mexico, Peru, Puerto Rico, and even Egypt. The ISPW Tri-State Champion and Golden Ticket Holder is also one of the longest reigning ECPW Light Heavyweight Champions in history. Kalitri also holds an international championship that he won in Mexico. Always known for his appreciation of world culture, the Shiny Star is also known for his taste for high fashion, lavish lifestyle, and fast cars. However, he is most prominently known around the globe for his unparalleled in-ring acumen and skill set. Be sure to follow Ray Kalitri across the board on social media, at Kalitri Ray on Twitter, at PAP1Fresh on Instagram, and Ray Kalitri on Facebook. Guys, please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the show, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video and audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they're hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. They cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. Guys, on a personal note, as always, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andrews, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Book GPW for a promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Once again, the BCP is sponsored by Pro Wrestling Magic. Pro Wrestling Magic presents Kingdom Come 8, 99 Red Balloons on Saturday, December 23rd at the Mecca, Ridgefield Park here in New Jersey. Get your tickets now or watch live on IWTV. Kingdom Come 8 features Darius Carter, Steve Pena, Steve Off, Kerr, Alex Ryman, Danny Moff, The Notorious Mimi, The Ruthless Lala, Vicious Vicky, Adina Steele, The Rep, Death Row, and a whole lot more. Tune in on IWTV. Guys, I want to give a special shout out and thanks to our new December podcast sponsor, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne. Welcome in our new December sponsors for the BCP, DDE, Daddy Daughter Entertainment. Thank you, Chucky Diesel and Chloe Rain, for sponsoring the show. Daddy Daughter Entertainment is all about family, and being a fan of professional wrestling is my favorite thing about this crazy business, and seeing Chucky and Chloe at shows. And DDE right now are putting out some amazing content and special attraction matches. Thank you, DDE. Guys, last but not least, I want to shout out our new December sponsor, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Steneford takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content for a great cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now, scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here on the BCP, we are not worthy, at Warriors of Wrestling. You know him, let's see, he's a gosh darn, we're in a church, international hero.
You just told us we can swear.
No,
you just told us we can
swear. Allah is watching.
That's fair.
No, that's the wrong place for that.
Yeah,
it's the
same guy.
This is not the message.
It's the same guy.
This is not the message.
Canonically, it's the same guy.
I suppose that's true.
That's fair.
And we don't have basketball courts in the masjid, bro.
Yeah, you should.
We don't play basketball in mosques.
You guys get your sandals stolen.
That's fair. And of course, the big man.
Can I say that? That's true.
Yeah, you can say it.
It is true. We get our they steal our sandals.
Boy. This is gonna be fun, gentlemen. Thank you for a few minutes.
No, it's my pleasure.
Mace and Mansoor, thank you guys so much for making
the
time.
Of course, of course.
Now, Mason D. Madden.
Mason.
See, I know
distinct
the
to Mason.
And I'll ask you this, Mason. First and foremost, I was on the call tonight. I hope I did a good job. You're no stranger to commentary yourself. Any advice from me?
Don't stand up to Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah. That's
I was going to say that.
Especially if you're taller than him.
Yeah.
And that'll get you sent back forever.
Yeah. Well, called it like it is. I appreciate that. Mansoor, I want to ask you, man. You put out a promo video, I guess 90 days ago, essentially. Wow. I just want to say wow.
funny, handsome as ever. You had the kid, the wife. I'm like, wow, this guy.
He's been using the crap out of his kid.
Yeah,
it's child labor. I'm exploiting.
I'm wearing my dog on my shirt. I mean, you know
the deal. Hardly counts.
Yeah, no. But I felt I almost connected to you instantly more through that than some of the stuff I had seen on national television. And I loved what you did on national television, but I felt like I knew you. That connection is so important, man. Tell us what went into that promo.
That's very kind of you to say. First, of course, thank you so much for saying that. I knew that when I got released, I was going to have the most amount of eyes on me that I was ever going to have, probably ever. So I needed to put out something. I instantly went and got a spray tan because I wanted to look good. I got a pump. I did push-ups. Mm-hmm. And I went to my wife and I said, can I use the baby? And she was like, yeah, sure.
So yeah, we use my baby.
I want to use our child.
50% of her is you. You because have the right.
Obviously, I'm like trying to get sympathy here. I mean, I just got fired. I got to feed my kid. So, and she had this funny little dumbbell toy, and I was like, oh, we can use that because I'll do my dumbbell, and she'll have her dumbbell.
I pop for it.
And then we had to do a quick cut because when I put her down, she was like, I'm ready to go to bed. So we put her down for the nap, and then I came back and cut the rest of my promo. I was always somebody who was proud of my work in the ring, but I think my true strength is in my ability to communicate verbally.
He's a famously good yapper.
I'm a sweet-talking soul.
And I say this not just because he's my best friend. He's actually, you wouldn't know it based on what he was able to do in WWE, but he's one of the best talkers that they've had, and I think everybody's getting to see that now because he can just yap for multiple minutes as opposed to 10 seconds in calling Ali an alcoholic.
Well, okay, so the Arabic promo could have been better. But I will say this. I was so happy that I got to communicate and speak. Even in just a minute, I feel that I got more goodwill out of that than anything that I ever did in WWE. Because people were like, oh, my God, this guy has a level of charisma and ability to speak that I had no idea. And that's what's crazy is I was in the biggest wrestling company in the world for 5 years, and people didn't know I could talk.
I was blown away.
Yeah.
And I'm just being honest, man. It was great. And then I want to talk about the stuff you guys said. I believe you said on Busted Open you had filmed a bunch of stuff on your own. I'm trying to remember. I watched, I think it was like a Reservoir Dogs, and you had captured someone.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Went into that. Where did that come from?
We were in a hotel, and we watched Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah. No, legit. We never wanted to be a guys that just sat at home and collected checks. If we weren't doing anything, we wanted to figure out how we could do something. And like people are starting to see now, we are very talented. We've worn a lot of hats in our time in WWE. We've been all kinds of things. So we filmed that on our own. You rented a limo on prom.
I rented a limo on prom weekend, where it's super expensive.
It costs extra money. We hand delivered that promo to the guys from
Creative in Stanford.
Yeah, we flew to. That's why when I flew in today, I flew into LaGuardia. And I said, it reminds me of getting fired.
Yeah.
Because it's where we sat after we pitched all of this stuff to Creative at Titan Towers. And we were sitting there, and we were like, I think that went well. I think they might bite.
No.
No, they didn't bite.
No. Yeah, we had a bunch of pitches. We had that. We had a multi-level marketing scheme, kind of cult kind of deal. That was cute. They liked that better. They had an idea where that was going to be like Scientology and The Miz was going to be our Tom Cruise.
Really?
Yeah, it would have been cool. But we always came up with stuff because we were like, we're interesting guys, but if you want us to be characters, we'll be characters. We'll be whatever you want. I mean, this is a TV show. We can be whatever you want. I mean, we showed that you can make us male models and we can make that work. So whatever it is, we don't care. We'll make it entertaining.
And it's a big, people don't realize, it's a big luxury to just be yourself with a name and be a cool guy that wins.
Cool, badass, ass-kicking guy who wins belts. Like, it's just not a luxury we have.
We understood that that was not going to be us based on where we were viewed, but we thought that we could be a part of the 3-hour, variety show. Now it's up to us to go out and do it anyway so that they want us back.
That's what I love is, like, it's sink or swim now, right? It's, like, based on our talent alone. And I always say, if we go out there, we go to these shows, and we suck, great,
and
we'll fade away.
We'll
quit the business, and you will never see us again. But if we can kill it and have killer matches and killer promos and entertaining segments, and if we can show up in big companies all over the world and show that we deserve a spot in the professional wrestling world, well, goddamn, I think, excuse me, oh, my
gosh,
God, I'm so sorry. Gosh darn
it.
Oh, my goodness.
Allah dang it.
Then we deserve our spot here, and that's what I intend to do. I think that's what we both intend to do.
And that was the first thing we did when we had our first show back, and we got that big reaction is
at Deadlock Pro Wrestling.
Deadlock Pro Wrestling, where we're going to be at the end of this month,
January 20th, North Carolina.
Be there or be square.
This was the surprise.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We surprised everybody. We got a great reaction. We got a promo. There was fire. Everybody was pumped. We got to the back. We were like, man, we got a dub. We did it ourselves.
We finally got a dub.
We got a dub and we did it ourselves. So yeah. Not sour grapes or anything.
Yeah.
Some people get dubs. Some people have to make dubs. And we're dub makers. So everything that you see of us from here on out is because we made it. And we're happy to hang our hats on that.
I love it, guys. I want to be respectful of your time one more. I know you guys got to hit the right now. I appreciate you guys making the time. I believe this is the second match back on the Indies. Correct me if I'm wrong, for both of you respectively.
You had your first last night.
Yes.
I had my first last week.
Flew in from Oakland on a red eye overnight.
Wow.
Got here today.
Making the towns.
Rainy New York.
And I love it. I would have it no other way.
Yeah, of course. I got to ask guys this one, not to be cliche, but you talk about the big companies. You talk about creative control. Are there certain opponents you guys are targeting? Are there certain companies? I have to ask the question that you guys
We haven't
are
even
on.
Talked about it. But the Motor City Machine
Guns. Motor
Gun.
City! Yeah. Motor yeah. City! Yeah, that's what we want.
We were in the same locker room as the Motor City freaking Machine Guns, and I said, man, we are this close to having a wrestling match for championships with the Motor City Machine Guns.
I want to win their titles, their DPW Tag Team titles, and I also want to win custody of Alex Shelley so we can recreate Paparazzi Productions.
Yes, his true home.
Yes.
His true home where he belongs.
And we'll bring back Kevin Nash, too.
I'm here for it. Guys, thank you for a few minutes.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mansoor, Mace, thank you guys so much.